愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天早上跟大家从圣经来查考顺境的危险。
Today I would like to discuss a topic with you in Christ, the crisis experienced in prosperity from the Bible.
美国在最近九年呢，是经历前所未有的这个经济的扩张。
And the past 9 years, the United States have experienced extreme prosperity in its economy.
特别是科技的改变，还有政策的决策的正确，使得经济不断在扩张。
Especially the technological innovations has continued to grow.
所以美国现在的就业的失业率差不多是60年代以来最低的。
And so the unemployment rate in the United States is probably the lowest of the 60 years.
国民所得不断的在提高。
And then the lifestyles continue to be higher standards.
所以美国不但是在军事上是唯一的强国，在经济上也可以说是世界上独一的经济的强体。
And so besides being the one of the superpower in military, the United States is also a superpower in its economy.
如果我们有旅行过，你同样拿$100，在所有先进的国家里面，能够买到最多的东西是在美国。
And if you take $100 bill and you have traveled around before, you make comparisons, with this $100 bill, you probably can buy the most in the United States.
所以，我们在美国的生活其实是全世界里面已经是到了最高的水准了。
And so living in the United States can be said to be of the highest standard in this world.
我们这个世代在经济上、物质上来说，可以说是进入了顺境。
That in our lives today, in everything, that we are very well off.
那这是也是一种神的恩典。
And this itself is a blessing from God.
但是我们要从另外一个角度来看这件事情。
But we must also look at it from a different perspective.
就是当一个人在顺境的时候，到底会带给他什么样的危险？
That in a time of prosperity, what kind of danger and crisis can one experience?
这个危险特别是指着属灵上的。
And this crisis especially refer to that of the spiritual.
因为人性原来就是一样的。
Because the human character are all alike.
那历史就是在记载人性对社会反应的一种反射。
And so history is just a reflection of human nature to his surroundings.
所以整本圣经的历史，我们可以看到人在不同的环境的一种反应。
And so through the history of the Bible, we can see each character response in different situations.
那当然，圣经里面也有记载很多的顺境。
And also, the Bible records beside that of crisis, records that of prosperity.
在那一个时代里面，人的信仰是怎样？
And then in that time of prosperity, what are the faith of the people?
今天是要做我们的一种见解。
And so today will be a lesson for us.
我们请看《生命记》的第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
从十一节开始。
Start from verse 11.
生命记第八章的十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11.
你要谨慎，免得忘记神主你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。十二节。
12.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。十三节。
13.
你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你全所有的全都增加。四节。
14.
你就心高气傲，忘掉耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。十五节。
15.
以你经过大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇蝎子、干旱、无水之地，它曾你时从水的坚硬的磐石中流出来。十六节。
16.
又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，是要苦练你、试验你，叫你终究享福。十七节。
17.
恐怕你心里说，这个得财货的力量是我的能力得来的。十八节。
18.
你要纪念主你的神，因为得财货的力量是他给你的，为了要坚定他向你列祖所起誓的约，像今日一样。十九节。
19.
你若忘记神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你必灭亡。 这是我今日警戒你们的。生命记里面摩西重复的一再提到一件事情。
That throughout the book of Deuteronomy, Moses have constantly stated this repeatedly.
就是对以色列百姓的信仰，他很挂心。
He concerns very much about the faith of the Israelites.
摩西在临死之前，他最挂虑的不是他的子孙生活会发生什么困难，是不是有东西吃。
When before Moses departed from the world, what he concerned about the most is not whether the people or his children are well fed and are living well.
为什么摩西没有忧虑他子孙物质上的需要？
That why does he have no worries that concerning that of the material?
因为四十年的旷野也可以给他一个很大的一种信心。
Because through the 40 years in the wilderness, it has also have gave him this faith.
只要你走在神的道路上。
That as long as you walked in the ways of God.
只要你有神的同在。
That as long as you have the abidance of God.
天上会降玛拿。
Then the heaven will pour down manna.
磐石可以流出水。
And the rock will give forth its water.
衣服穿40年不会破。
And the garment that you will wear for 40 years and it will not decay. And your sandal will not be broken.
这是神迹。
And this is a miracle.
这个神迹在神同在的时候就每一天的体验到。
That such a miracle can be experienced with the constant abidance of God every day.
所以当摩西回顾过去的40年。
So when Moses thinks back to the 40 years.
他在瞻望前面在迦南地的生活。
Then he looks forward to the livelihoods in the land of Canaan.
他并没有挂虑以色列百姓物质上的需要。
He did not worry about the material life of that of the people of Israel.
今天我们做父母的常常忧虑我们的下一代是不是生活水准能跟我们一样好。
Today, as parents, many times we think of our children and say, and worry for them if their living standard can be better than ours.
所以我们为着子女的前途，不断要求他们读书。
And so for their future, we encourage them to study hard.
这也是出于我们对子女的爱。
And this is also a love that we have toward our children.
但是如果我们回到圣经，
But if we look back into the Bible,
甚至我们回顾我们自己过去生活的体验。
That also looking back to our experiences in our life,
我们就知道我们的下一代物质生活根本不是我们要忧虑的地方。
Then we realize that we should not worry about the material things and of our children in the future.
如果他有神，
if they have God,
如果他走在神的道路上，
if they walk in the ways of God,
我们过去所体会神丰盛的恩典还会再发生我们在我们的下一代上。
Then all the blessing and the prosperity that we experienced in the past will also be poured upon the shoulders of our children.
因为神是恩典的神。
Because God is a God of mercy,
grace.
有他
同在，我们还忧虑什么？
With his abidance, what should we be worried about?
但是摩西往前看，他有一个忧虑。
But Moses looked forward ahead, and he has his worry.
他忧虑什么？
What does he worry about?
就是当以色列百姓生活改善之后。
That after the people of Israel have loosened their lives.
十一节说，他们就忘记了天上的神。
That he is afraid that they will forget the Lord your God in verse 11.
就不谨守遵行他的律例典章。
By not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes.
所以这个主题在生命记不断的重复。
And so this topic constantly was reviewed in the book of Deuteronomy.
那为什么摩西会不断的忧虑这件事情？
Now how come Moses constantly have such worry?
因为他知道人性。
Because he know the human nature.
当你样样都有的时候。
That when you have everything.
你心里自然会有一个感觉。
That in your heart you will naturally have this kind of feeling.
我不需要神，我也可以活着。
That without God, I can continue to live.
当一个人开始有这个想法，
And when one has this concept in his head,
这个就是信仰开始走下坡。
This is the point where his faith will start walking downward.
因为当一个人在逆境的时候，
Because when one is in his time of prosperity,
你发现你走投无路。
When he's in time of trouble, he will find that he has nowhere to go.
你发现只有神能够给你开条路。
And in those time of trouble, you will only turn to God because he is the only way out.
那个时候人会全心全力仰望神。
Then at that time, a man will dedicate his heart totally to God to rely on him.
会专心寻求神。
To pursue hard after God.
因为你的盼望已经不在这个世界上找不到。
Because you cannot find hope no longer in this world.
你只能够从天上得到盼望。
The hope that you only have left is that of heaven.
但是当你处在顺境当中，
But then when you are living peacefully and in prosperity,
你的盼望就在你的周围。
Then the hopes begin to rely upon your surroundings.
你回头看，每个地方都是机会。
Then you turn your head around and everywhere there is opportunity.
忽然间你发现，我不需要祷告，到处都是机会。
Then you feel that you don't even need to pray and there are many opportunities.
我不需要神，我可以活得很快乐。
That without God, I can still live happily.
这个就是危机。
And this is a crisis.
所以在 旧约圣经里面，我们看以色列百姓真的屡次受苦。
And so that's why in the Old Testament we see Israelites constantly been in trouble.
为什么会受苦？
Why would they constantly be suffering?
就是神鞭打他们。
And that was because from the punishment from God.
那神为什么要鞭打他们呢？
Why is it that God wants to punish the people?
因为神希望以色列百姓能够继续做神的选民。
Because God wants the people of Israel to continue to be His holy people.
这样将来才有天上的赏赐。
So that in the future they have this inheritance in heaven.
但是以色列百姓在神的祝福当中，心就离开神。
But the Israelites in the midst of blessing of God, their heart had departed from God.
有的就去拜偶像。
Some of them turned their heart to idols.
生活就堕落。
And so their lives have turned down.
神差派很多的先知警告他们。
And then God sent many prophets to give them warnings.
他们都听不下去。
But they would not listen.
一直到最后神只有一个方法。
Only at the end, God only has one solution.
就是把苦难加在他们身上。
That is to increase their sorrow and their sufferings.
所以他们被掳70年。
And so they have been taken captives for 70 years.
圣殿被拆毁。
And their temple has been destroyed.
被火焚烧。
And has been destroyed by fire.
他们在外地痛痛的思想。
And so they have been suffering in foreign countries.
为什么我们是神的选民今天会落到这个地步？
And they think this question, why as the chosen people of God that we are encountering such difficulties?
他们找到了答案。
And then they found the solution.
就是当初我们得到神的祝福，在顺境的时候我们离开了他。
And they found the answer that in the time of prosperity we have departed from our Lord our God.
所以他们回头。
And so they returned.
神就带领他们回到耶路撒冷。
And so God guided them back to the city of Jerusalem.
今天我们处在这个顺境的时代。
So today we are living in the generation of prosperity.
我们要非常的谨慎。
We have to be very careful.
能够享受神的恩典，同时又能够跟神保持很亲密的关系。
That to be able to live in this time of prosperity and also to have this relationship with God.
这个是我们要追求的。
This is what we need to pursue.
所以这个箴言里面雅古尔曾经这样祷告。
So in the Proverbs, there is the Psalm.
先看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言的三十章。
Psalms 30. Proverbs 30.
箴言的三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我求你两件事，在我未死之前，不要赐给不赐给我。第八节。
8.
求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我不贫穷也不富足，是我需要的饮求饮食。第九节。
9.
恐怕我饱足不认识你说耶和华是谁，又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，也就亵渎我的神。雅古尔在这个地方向神祷告。
Here were words of Agur pray to the Lord God.
他说。求主不要让我太富足。
He said, "Let me not be in poverty or in riches."
啊，因为太富足，我就心里弃掉说，哦，我不需要神。
Say, "Lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?'"
啊，因此这个雅古尔本身是一个很有智慧的人。
And so this person, Agur, is full of wisdom.
所以我们在看，我们一直在求财富，想要多又多。
So we find ourselves constantly trying to find more riches and to have more wealth.
事实上从圣经里面是记载，从我们周围环境人的体验，这不一定是福气。
And so from the examples of the Bible, we see that this may not be a blessing itself.
因为不是很多人有那个能力配得到神在物质上的祝福。
Because not many people is worthy to receive such kind of blessing from God.
绝大部分的人在物质丰盛的时候，人的心就离开了神。
Because many of them in their wealth and riches, they will depart from Him.
所以主耶稣在讲撒种的比喻。
And so when Jesus talk about the parable of the sower,
他说有一种子，种子被荆棘插掐住了。
And he tells of the, inside this parable an example that there are seeds that have been choked by the thorns.
它生长长不到。
And then it cannot grow.
土地本身不错。
The ground itself is good.
但是那个长不大，被荆棘插掐。
But it cannot grow because it's been choked by the thorns.
那个荆棘是什么？
And what are the resemblance of the thorns?
今生的思虑。
And that is the worries of this world.
钱财的迷惑。
And the confusion caused by the wealth and material.
世界的厌乐。
And also the pleasure and the luxury of the world.
所以这个钱财的迷惑，还有这个世界的厌乐，这也是从钱财来的，会把一个人属灵的成长掐住了。
And so all these confusion, these luxury and pleasure can really choke our spirituality.
人在逆境当中，头脑都在想神。
That when one person is in tribulation, his mind will constantly think of God.
但是人在顺境当中，我们可以这样吗？
But is one able to also have God in their mind in the time of prosperity?
这是第一个危险。
And this is the first crisis.
顺境是人的心觉得不需要神。
That in the time of prosperity, it causes one's heart not to know God.
不需要神。
That not to need God.
使人的信仰开始走下坡。
And so that the faith will begin to go in the downward spiral.
我们在教会里面也有时候看到信徒哦，蒙神祝福，事业越来越兴盛。刚刚开始的时候满心感激，哎，过来在教会里面。一个月出现一次，再来一季出现一次，越来越少。
And there are also examples in the church that there are believers who suddenly was blessed by God, and so they increase their riches. But at the beginning, they give thanks to God, but gradually you see them come to church only once a month or once a quarter.
突然间，你就发现他又常常来教会啊，原来最近世界发生问题。
And then suddenly they would start coming again constantly, and then you talk with them, and you discover they have problem in their work.
这个是人的一种本性。
And this is all human nature.
第二个顺境的危险。
And the second crisis
就是当一个人处在顺境，不容易谦卑。
That when one is in prosperity, he is not easy to humble himself.
很容易骄傲。
It's very easy for him to be proud.
请看历代志下十二章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 12.
历代志下的十二章。
Second Chronicle, I'm sorry. 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
第一节
，Verse 1，
这里说罗波安的国坚定，他强盛的时候，就离弃天上神的律法，以色列人都随从他。罗波安继续所罗门当王。
Rehoboam succeeded King Solomon。
这可以说他接下一个非常强盛的国势。
You can say that he received in his hands a very powerful nation.
那所罗门的国势强盛，就是因为神祝福他了。
And the reason that Solomon, under Solomon's kingdom, that his nation was become powerful due to the God.
那这个罗伯安接续所罗门的国，就是继续承受神的恩典。
And so Rehoboam succeeded King Solomon, and so he is to continue the blessing from God.
但是他强盛的时候就离弃了神。
But when he has established and strengthened himself, that he forsook God.
然后以色列百姓都跟从他。
And all Israel along with him.
好，我们看十二章哈，历代志下的十二对不起，十一章，我们在前面一章。
Let's look at chapter 11 of Second Chronicles.
十一章哈，十七节
，verse 17
啊，这样就坚固犹大国，使所罗门的儿子罗波安强盛三年，因为他们三年遵行大卫所罗门的道。这个地方在记载为什么罗波安会强盛。
Here it tells us why King Rehoboam was able to strengthen the kingdom for 3 years.
因为罗波安三年遵行。大卫和所罗门的道。
Because for 3 years they walked in the ways of David and Solomon.
也就是遵行神的道。
And that is, they walked in and obeyed the laws of God.
特别是大卫要死的时候，告诉他的子孙。
Especially before David died in his bed, he commanded his children.
你们如果继续敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，你们就要继续得到神的恩典。
That if you continue to fear God and obey his commandments, then you will continue to receive his blessings.
所以他们遵行神的道，那三年就强盛了。
And so they do the words of God, and in those 3 years, they receive prosperity.
但是十二节说，罗伯安强盛的时候，他就离开神了。
But then chapter 12 goes on to say that when Rehoboam has established the kingdom and strengthened himself, that he forsook the law of God.
所以人在强盛，很容易心里骄傲。骄傲就是不需要神，我已经很大了，我为什么还需要神
？And when one is strong and is well established in his heart, you will have this pride that I do not need God. I am fine by myself.
我再看另外例子，历代志下的二十六章。
And also look to chapter 26 of Second Chronicles.
历代志下的二十六章
，Second Chronicles chapter 26，
这里在讲乌西亚王。
This here mentions about King Uzziah。
好，请看十五节
，Verse 15。
说乌西亚王又在耶路撒冷使巧匠做机器安在城楼和角楼上用以射箭发石，乌西亚的名声传到远方，因为他得的非常的帮助，甚是强盛。这里说乌西亚王得了非常的帮助，甚是强盛。
Here it said that King Uzziah was marvelously helped till he became strong.
这里非常的强盛是什么？非常的帮助是什么帮助？神的帮助。
Where is this help coming from? And this is the help from God.
所以他变成非常的强盛。
And so he is able to become strong.
但是现在危险来了。
But then his crisis fell on him.
当一个人强到最巅峰的时候，危险来了。
When he was at his strongest and highest point of his life, this danger came upon him. 16.
他既然强盛，就心高气傲，以致行事邪僻，干犯耶和华他的神。进入耶和华的殿，要在香坛上烧香。这个他心高气傲起来。
That his heart was lifted up.
所以行事邪僻。
And so he does not know what he was doing.
所以啊。干犯了神。
And so he transgressed against the Lord, his God.
他要到圣殿里面去烧香。
Because he wanted to enter to the temple of God and to burn incense.
他不是祭司，烧香不是他的事情。
He is not a priest, so this is not his work.
只有祭司能够烧香。
Only the priest can burn incense.
但是他心高气傲，就觉得说我是王，为什么我不能做？
But his heart was so lifted up that he said to his heart, to himself, I am king, I can do whatever I want.
把神的律法放在一边不管。
He has already tossed aside the law of God.
他就去烧香。
And so he went and burned incense.
这个就是骄傲。
And this is pride itself.
预为自己之前所应该做的事情。
Because he think that he also have this authority.
结果他正在烧香的时候，这个麻风就进来了。
And so during this exact time was burning incense that his leprosy came upon him.
因为他对自己太有信心。
Because he had too much confidence on himself.
我把这个国事建得这么强。
I have created for myself such a strong kingdom.
我。
I.
所以就去烧香。
And therefore he went and burned incense in the temple.
后来他到死的日子，一生都在麻风病里面。
Up until the time of his death, he lived his life in leprosy.
所以人在顺境当中啊，有时候话不容易听进去。
And so when one is during the time of prosperity, words are hard to enter into his ears.
人在逆境当中，有时候你告诉一些话，他会想，为什么今天我发生这个事情？
When one is in tribulation, whatever, maybe a word you spoke to him, and he will keep it in his heart and think about it.
人如果太顺利，讲话他听不下去的。
But in prosperity, whatever you speak, it's hard for them to accept.
因为太顺利，人的自我出现了，听不下去的。
Because in that prosperity, that self has appeared itself on the surface and is...It's hard for them to accept others.
你比我成功吗?
Are you more successful than I am?
你能够叫我什么?
What can you teach me?
这样一来你就听不进去了。
And then with this attitude, you can't listen anymore.
所以这个乌西亚王啊，骄傲，听不下去，就失败了。
And so this King Uzziah became proud, and so he could not listen to others, and so he fell.
所以一个人经历患难之后，你会发现一个很大的优点都变成很谦卑。
So after you find that when people go through a tribulation, that after this period of time,that they have gone through, they become to be very humble.
因为忽然间能发现人算不了什么。
Because they come to be aware that man is nothing.
先看以赛亚书39章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 39.
以赛亚书的39章。
Isaiah chapter 39.
第三节。
Verse 3.
于是先知以赛亚来见西西家王，问他说，这一些人说什么？他们从哪里来见你？西西家王说，他们从远方的巴比伦来见我。第四节，以赛亚说，他们在你家里看见什么？这个西西家王本来得病快死了。
This king Hezekiah had a terminal disease and he was about to die.
后来也求神，神应许他。
And then God also helped him.
结果太阳往后退十度做证明。
And even the sun went back, and the shadow went back 15 degrees to prove to him.
他也是一个得到神恩典的人。
He is also one that received this great blessing from God.
后来这个巴比伦王就差遣人来送礼物给他。
And so this king Babylon sent people to give him these gifts.
那根据第二节，西西家王把自己库里面的金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油、武库、军器、财宝全部都给他看。
And then according to verse 2, King Hezekiah showed them the houses of his treasure.The silver, gold, spices, and ointment, and all his armory, all that was among his treasures.
这个就是骄傲。
This is pride itself.
Show off, 把自己的长处给人看。
Showing off, he wants to show off his treasures and his prosperity.
谦卑人不会这样做。
A humble man would not do so.
所以这个第四节呀，西西家说，我一样没有不给他们看的。
And so verse 4 here, Hezekiah said, I have not hide anything from their eyes.
第六节啊, 神就感动一下对他说, 你所有的财产都要被掳去。
And then verse 6, God said that everything that you have will one day be taken away.
所以这些东西他不是用来荣耀神, 是用来荣耀自己。
That all these things that he had, he did not use it to glorify God, but instead he turned it around to glorify himself.
用神的恩典来荣耀自己, 不是荣耀神。
To use the blessing of God to glorify himself and not God.
所以他衰败的日子已经到了。
And therefore his days are numbered.
因此人 在顺境中的一种危险，就是自我跑出来变成骄傲。
And so this one of the dangers in time of prosperity for oneself is that pride becomes to appear.
骄傲已经在败坏之前了。
And that pride is before one stumbles.
第三个顺境的危险。
And also the third crisis
就是很难教导下一代。
It is very hard to teach the next generation.
先看约伯记的第一章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章
Job chapter 1
第五节
Verse 5
在627页 约伯记第一章的第五节
Job chapter 1 verse 5
宴席的日子过了约伯打发人去叫他们自己自洁他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭因为他说恐怕我的儿子犯了罪 心中弃掉神，约伯常常这样行。这里在讲这个约伯的生活环境。
Here it talks about how Job lived his daily life.
约伯在当时是一个经济非常好的一个人。
At that time, that Job was also a very wealthy man of his people.
有很多的牛羊，有很多的仆婢。
He has many servants and he has many sheep and cattle.
在东方中，他是被尊重，是大的。
And in that area of Middle East, he was considered one of the great men.
因为生活好, 所以他家里面常常有宴席。
That because his life is good and so bountiful that he has many feasting in his house.
所以他的孩子常常在宴席。
And so many times his children would have these feastings.
那这个约伯本身很敬畏神。
And this Job himself is very held God very respectfully.
他知道这种生活对下一代是有隐藏危险的。
And he knows that in such kind of lifestyle, it has a certain danger to his next generation.
是什么危险?
What kind of danger?
恐怕我的儿子 犯了罪，心中弃掉神。
It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
生活太舒服, 人会弃掉神。
When everything is too well in one's life, he may forsake God.
这个上一代的人信仰有经过再肯定的一种过程。
That the previous generation has gone through many experiences in his faith.
你从这个观念上的信仰遇到困难，你自己再去肯定一次。
That through many of the situations that you have gone through and you experience, you know it very well.
但是这个下一代的信仰有时候是上一代把它带上来的。
But then the next generation, the faith of the next generation has been brought up by this older generation.
那如果生活太顺利了，一个人没有经历苦难的时候，他信仰不会有去再思想的机会。
And when one is in the time of prosperity and have never encountered any difficulties, then he is unstable.
那这个信仰常会发生危险。
And then there will be many times of crisis in his faith.
所以圣经说神是亚伯兰神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And so the Bible tells us that God is the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
真的，他的下一代又把神继承做他本身的神。
Indeed, the next generation have taken God as their own God.
所以在这个很顺利的环境里面，要栽培下一代的信仰是一个很大的考验。
And so in time of prosperity, to bring up the next generation, it is indeed a trial.
你看农业社会跟我们现在就完全不一样。
If we look at
农业社会 agriculture,
If you look at the life in agriculture, it's totally different from that of ours.
我现在到非洲还可以感受到这个社会生活。
If I go to Africa, I can also still experience such kind of atmosphere.
一到太阳下山。
When the sun sets,
那也没有电,
there is no electricity,
你也没地方跑,
and you have nowhere to go.
所以整个家庭就在一起,
and so the whole family is together.
不是煮饭吃饭就是在一起玩了在一起讲话,
if not eating for dinner, and otherwise they would be gathered together to chat and to have fun or to just socialize.
所以你看这个非洲人生活水准很低, 但是这个家庭之间那个关系很强。
So if you look at the African people, the living standard is quite low, but you see the bond in their family is very strong.
家庭观念很强。
And they have a very hard concept in family.
生活很困难，但是彼此很亲。
That although that they have difficulties in their life, but they are very close with each other.
那我们再回到我们现在这个社会。
And then we turn to contrast that with our society.
你回到家里面。
You come home.
你有电话可以打。
There is phone that you can call.
音乐可以听。
There's music you can listen to.
Internet 可以用。
Internet that you can use.
很多的资讯你可以去。
And there are many places you can go.
所以在身体上是聚在同一个房子里面。
And that this physical body you all lived under the same roof.
但是每一个人的心都有他自己走的地方。
But in everybody's heart, individual heart, they have their own direction.
所以身子聚在一起，心是不是在一起的。
Their physical body are together, but their heart is not together.
所以你常常会发现，这个上一代跟下一代在这个很舒服的环境里面长大，那个关系并不是很强。
And so you find that in such a society of prosperity, the generation, the older generation, the younger generation have this gap.
所以常常人在经历患难当中，全家有一个目标，一起要克服，那个时候整个家庭反而心连在一起了。
And only when this family encounters certain difficulty that the whole family members must strive together, then you find that they start to develop this bond.
所以在这个很顺利的环境里面，要教导下一代，真的要从宗教教育入门。
So indeed, through this time of prosperity, it's very difficult to teach the next generation only through religious education that we can teach.
要把神带到每一个人的心中。
That we must bring God into their lives, into their hearts.
要有神在中间，这个关系才会强。
Just like a couple that amidst this relationship, they must have this God in between them.
如果神的爱在每一个人的心里面。
That if the love of God is in each heart,
那这个关系是很强的。
Then this bond will be very strong.
爱如死之坚强。这雅歌里面讲。
That in the Song of Solomon, they describe this kind of love.
最强的是死。
That the greatest kind is death.
最强的 ,most powerful.
Most powerful
是死。
Is death.
没有一个人在世界再有成就你能够挡过死。
That in no one in this world, with, no matter how successful they are, able to overcome death.
所以在死的面前，每一个人都投降。
So in front of death, everyone would have to surrender themselves.
那这个所罗门说，雅歌里面说，爱如死之坚强。
And King Solomon used love to compare that with as strong as that of death.
我说你看，主耶稣爱我们。
And so we look at how Jesus loved us.
他爱到为我们的得救牺牲。
That he loved us to the point that he sacrificed his life.
是一样的强。
Is just as powerful as that of death.
所以爱是很有力量的。
And so love itself is very strong.
因此今天我们会被主吸引。
And so today we can find, be attracted to God.
是因为他给我们的爱。
Is because the love that he has given us.
我们愿意跟随他。
And so that's why we follow him.
我们愿意为他牺牲。
That we were willing to sacrifice ourselves.
你感受神的大，越爱越大，你愿意牺牲越多。
That the greater love that you have experienced from God, the greater that you will repay his love.
你如果全然知道神的爱，你愿意为他牺牲。
That if you have this total experience of his love, that you are able to sacrifice yourself totally for him.
如果神的爱进到我们家里面每一个人里面。
And so that is why if the love of God has been entered into every member of our family,
你会发现这个家庭的关系如死之坚强。
Then you will find that the bond of the family is just as strong as that of death.
除了死能够分开，没有什么能够分开。
That other than death, no, they shall never part.
现在要分开太简单了。
Today it is easy for us to part.
因为先生赚钱赚不多，太太有时候就，你为什么赚这么少？
That the husband does not make much money, then the wife will say, how come you make so little?
那关系就发生问题。
And then there's a little disturbance in their relationship.
有时候太太找不到工作，先生就看清太太。
And then when the wife cannot find a job, then the husband may despise her.
因为你在家里是not productive, 不是没有生产力的。
Because you stay at home and you're not productive.
所以现在人的关系非常脆弱。
And so today, everyone's concept is very weak.
要怎么样使人关系能够强？
So how is it that we strengthen the relationship between each other?
爱如死之坚强。
That is to have this love just as strong as that of death.
就是要主的爱进到我们里面。
And that is to have this love from God.
所以在我们现在这个时代，你要让上一代、下一代、兄弟姐妹、夫妻之间关系非常的强，好像死一样。只有一个方法，主耶稣进到里面。
And so the only solution to have the strong bond, strong relationship between brother and sister, family members, and the different generations is that we have this love of Jesus Christ.
不然在这个很顺利的环境里面宴席过去，人之间的关系都完了。
Otherwise, in such time of prosperity, after we have finished our feast, then we depart and there is no relationship.
这是第三个顺境的危险。
And this is the third crisis in experience in prosperity.
下一代的教导。
The teaching of the next generation is indeed a test.
第四个,
Fourth,
人在顺境当中, 很容易放纵肉体的情欲,
that in the time of prosperity, one is very easily relax himself and fall into the pleasure of his physical flesh.
很容易犯罪,
and that is to say, it's very easy for him to fall into sin.
我们现在看, 啊, 彼得前书,
let's turn to 1 Peter.
第四章,
chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章,
First Peter chapter 4.
第一节,
verse 1.
基督既然在肉身受苦, 你们也应当将这样的心智做兵器, 因为在肉身受苦, 就已经与罪断绝。
2.
第二节, 你们存这样的心, 从今以后, 就可以不从人的情欲, 只从神的旨意, 再次度余下的光阴。 这个地方讲啊, 为什么基督能够与罪断绝?
Here it tells us why Christ is able to cease himself from sin.
就是因为在肉身受苦。
It is because he suffered in the flesh.
那要这样的心智当作兵器。
And to arm ourselves also with the same mind.
做基督徒不一定要受苦。
To be a Christian may not be that we should all suffer.
但是要有受苦的心智。
But we must have this mind to suffer.
那这是兵器。
And this is an armor.
是打仗用的。
This is a weapon to fight.
如果你有受苦的心智,
if you have this mind of suffering,
你要面对肉体情欲的引诱, 你就可以打胜。
Then it is, you will be find yourself victorious when you are fighting against that of the flesh.
因为顶多那个快乐我不享受就完了。
Because那个最终的快乐我不要。 Because I do not need those kind of physical pleasure and lust.
你受苦了, 你就与罪断绝了。
And then you suffer in such a way and you will separate yourself from sinning.
但是人在顺境生活太久, 人就没有受苦的能力。
But then when one lives too long in the time of prosperity, then he will lose this attitude.
在旧约圣经阿摩斯书里面在讲阿摩斯的世代。
And in the Old Testament, in the generation of the Amos,
那个世代的人啊, 穿着穿最好的。
That in that generation, everyone wore the best.
啊, 睡的睡, 最好的床,
and when they sleep, they slept on the best beds.
用大碗喝酒,
and they used big bowls to drink.
用上等油抹身,
and they used ointment on their bodies.
弹琴鼓子, 唱消闲歌曲,
they have music, they have harps, and they have singing.
这当时相当享受,
and they live in luxury.
但是最后下一句话说, 却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
But they cannot bear the suffering of that of Joseph.
没有受苦的能力。
And they do not have the ability to accept such kind of suffering.
人没有受苦的能力就完了。
If one loses such kind of spirit, then he is finished.
我们看这个大卫是一个很重要的例子。
If we look at David, he is a very good example.
大卫在年纪轻的时候,
when David was young,
他是一个牧羊童。
He was a shepherd.
也可以说生活是相当辛苦, 牧羊是辛苦的。
And you can say that his life during that time is actually very hard because shepherding is hard work.
大卫在少年的时候, 灵性非常好。
But during his youth, that his spirituality is very good.
所以当神要废掉扫罗的时候, 他要拣选一个人。
So when God was leaving himself from Saul, King Saul, that he was to choose him for himself another king. And then he declared that David is one that is after his own heart.
虽然他年纪小,但是为着神的荣耀, 他可以去战哥利亚。
But although he is of young age, but for the glory of God, that he is able to arm himself to fight against this giant Philistine.
那后来大卫被扫罗追杀。
And then later on, David was pursued by King Saul.
在患难中你可以看到诗篇里面的, 他跟神的关系多么的亲密。
That in that time of tribulation, that with the Psalms that he wrote in the book of Psalms, that you can see this deep relationship he has with God.
所以大卫里面的诗篇呢, 安慰了好多人在患难当中的。
And therefore, the songs from David has comforted the hearts of many people in their tribulations.
等大卫当了王,
but when David was king,
人生进到最巅峰了,
that he has experienced the best in his life,
圣经说,
physical life.
他睡觉睡到太阳下山,
he slept until the sun set.
这就看到他生活散漫。
We can see that he has have been put down his guards.
过来一步一步一步走向犯罪的道路。
And then one step, he starts to go downward.
所以有时候我们听到一个人如果犯罪, 你仔细分析, 都是事业最顺利的时候。
So if we listen to other people, many times when they sin most of all during the time when they are too peaceful.
那个时候人最容易犯罪。
And those at that time of prosperity, it's easiest for them to fall.
所以人生活一顺利，饱暖思淫欲啊，人这个欲念就一直跑出来。
So during those times, they will have all these desires.
好，那如果人在很困苦的时候，你连生活都没有办法维持，还要去想那些事情吗
？But if you are in difficult times, would you even think about all these luxuries and desires?
所以顺境是神的恩典。
And so prosperity is also a blessing from God.
但是隐藏着危险。
But in itself, it also has its dangers.
第一个
，First，
它使人的心离开神。
It causes the heart of man to depart from God.
觉得不需要神，我也可以活得很好。
Make him feel that he does not need God and that he can do everything by himself.
第二个，它使人的心骄傲。
Second is that it causes the heart of man to be exalted.
觉得这是我所创造的。
And to make one feel that it is I who has built everything.
第三个
，And third,
它使我们教养下一代更困难。
It makes us very difficult to carry on the faith to the next generation.
第四个。顺境容易放纵肉体的情欲
，and that in time of prosperity is easy for one to let down his guard and to enjoy all the pleasures and the luxury of life.
所以，当我们在顺境中享受神的恩典的时候，非常的谨慎。
And so, in this time that we enjoy the blessing of this prosperous time that's given from God, that we need to be aware of ourselves.
我们就能够永远活在神的恩典。
And then we will continue to live in the blessings of God.